Morning, members and departmental officials, and the minister, if she's with us. The chairperson will join now. She's been having some technical challenges, but she will join soon. Thank you.
Morning. Good morning.
Morning, Chair.
Morning,
morning, Honorable Masango. Lindy. Lindy.
Chair.
Are we all in a meeting? I will keep on checking my iPad. I don't know the technology, what is it that is taking place. For now, I have just joined from the iPhone.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Siyavumelana, ukuthi we can start the meeting?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We can start with all members are here.
Okay. I can't even see who has raised their hand and who has not. So please assist me whilst I'm busy trying my iPad.
I'll do so.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, honorable members and officials.
Morning, Chair.
Morning. Can I request from you to switch off my video until I set up the iPad? I don't know what's happening. Do you allow me to do that?
Yes.
Okay, just for now. Yes, just for now, honorable members. Okay. Thank you, honorable members and officials. Can we just bow our heads where we are for a minute or seconds? Thank you very much. The meeting is officially opened. I wish to welcome everyone in the meeting. It's just that this glitch that I'm having, but I will try to sort it out. I wish everyone to feel free in the meeting. I know for a fact that we have to have a robust deliberations and discussions on what we have done for all these 6 months that we were busy with the public hearings, honorable members. I know for a fact that we are gonna have a meeting, which I understand that it will be finished at least before even 1 o'clock, so as to be ready for the budget for today. We all wish honorable Godongwana success input in the debate. We all know that the South Africans are looking forward. The South African are looking forward to hear what is it that is going to happen. And the pensioners are also anxious to know how much has been increased in their monies. And every one of us, even ourselves as honorable members, we are looking forward to our departmental budgets. We hope everything will went, Okanye will go well. And we hope that since we continued last financial year in a very subtle way, though we had some hiccups and also difficulties in terms of finances. Honorable members, I can't make a long speech of welcoming you. You are here with us throughout the year and the term. I hope you understand that today we have to go straight to the business of the day. Let's request Ulindi to flight the agenda so that we can move from that side. Thank you very much, Lindy, and get to the apologies and all the stuff so that we can see what is it that we need to add and what is it that we need to delete. Thanks, Lindy. There is the agenda. Welcoming and remarks has been made, confirmation of attendance of MPs. Can we give over to check who is in the meeting and who's not in the meeting from the side of the honorable members, Lindy?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Also want to confirm the following members. All members are present, we are a full house today. For record purposes, we have you, Member Mvana, as the chairperson of the committee. We have Member Eris, we have Member Abrahams, we have Member Stock, we have Member Pilangulu, we have Member Opperman, we have Member Shongo, we have Member Mutawu, we have Member Masango, we have Member Manganye, Member Fandamerve, and Member Sukars. All 12 members are present. We are a quorum chairperson. Thank you very much. There are no apologies.
Morning, Chair. Okay.
Hello.
I just want to check because we have a new member from EFF, if Lindy have already received that communique.
Yes, member. There was a letter and then I forwarded to the admin unit to amend the register. So I don't know whether the member is in.
Okay. Did you send please send the link then to the member, please?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
I'll do so. Thank you.
Bye. And is the member in today?
I must just check because if Lindy didn't send the link, she won't be in. But I will check now, Jay, so that she join us.
Okay.
Thanks.
The only apology which I think I have to say, it's Honorable Mutawung. Honorable Mutawung might leave us or might not leave us. At least we need to be aware of that because of the health. We discussed and talked about it, that when she feels she's not okay, she can't cope with the meeting throughout, she can leave the meeting. So that permission is being granted. Otherwise, thank you. It's the full house, Lindy. Can we then go to
Chair, Linton's hand is up. The ADG.
Okay.
Well, good morning.
Over to
Chairperson.
Good morning.
My apologies that I have to raise my hand in this fashion. Mine is just to render the apology of the Honorable Minister who is currently in the cabinet meeting, but will be able to join us if the meeting concludes earlier. I anticipate that a formal apology may have been processed through the ministry. I just wanted to, for record purposes, state that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, LinkedIn. It's awesome. Understandable that it's Wednesday.
Also, Member Masango's hand is up, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Masango, thank you, Lindy.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to check, are we about to start with the briefing?
The agenda, Galuk, is saying adoption of the agenda is the following one, briefing of the department, yes. And then we will allow the discussions on that. And then we'll go straight to the consideration of the minutes.
Okay. No, then I will move for the adoption of the agenda, Chair.
Okay, I will second President Tispu.
Thank you, Honorable Manganyi, and thank you for adopting the agenda, Honorable. Then can we then not waste time, but DG LinkedIn to give over to you. But I would like to just have a comment on this. I'm not sure on how the honorable members are going to see it. When I went through the report, DG, I think there is sort of a dissatisfaction on some of other issues that have been raised by this report, which I will allow also the members to look at that and discuss and talk about it. Because in my thinking, when you read the reports, the one that we were in the public hearings, we are expecting the department to give us answers on what is it on handling the issues that have been raised by the communities in the meeting. You know, you get answers where you are really can't be able to answer to the community. If it was gonna be said, go and answer on what was raised by the communities. In some areas, we're not going to be able to do that. I would like the department to note that and also assist us in terms of answering. Because the reason for us to have this meeting is for the department to assist us in terms of getting the answers that we were looking for during our public hearing. I just want to make that comment upfront before even starting the report. But let's allow them to give us the report and then we'll take note of all those issues that I'm talking about. Thank you very much.
Over to you.
Yes,
Honorable Minister. Bridget again.
Yes, Bridget.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I just also would like, before the presentation starts, to just voice my a bit of a concern that I had also when I was reading the presentation. Given the fact that the presentation is a response from the department which drafted the bill in the first place, and then the process went into very long and detailed discussion that came from organizations, experts in children's law, in child law, and individuals, and even a confidential sitting that we had with the children themselves. I did not see the reflection on especially the national hearings that we had that were from many organizations. They are not represented in the presentation. Even the provincial ones, there is no mention of who said what and how is that then responded to. Because the reason why I'm making this point, Chair, is because I believe that this today's presentation is a very critical stage in the processing of this bill. And as a result, it is the one that is preparing us for the clause by clause stage of the processing of this bill. I really believe that we were shortchanged in the presentation in that it does not go into to the detail that one would have expected it to be coming from the people that drafted the bill in the first place. So my question maybe is that did the department know that they needed to include the national hearings, because that's what I see in the agenda. And if so, why was that not included? Why was the national hearings not included in their response? And also, this very bill is a bill about a response to the North Gauteng High Court judgment that is bringing about the comprehensive legal solution to the foster care crisis. I think I saw one slide speaking to the foster care, and none of what the organizations that presented us at a national level was mentioned as a response to the sections of the bill that are talking directly to foster care. So Chair, for me, this presentation, if there's nothing else that is going to be presented other than this, if there's no narrative document out of which the bullet points that were being presented to are taken from, and we will be given that narrative response, I do not believe that this presentation is worthy of us being presented to today. And in my frustration, when I was reading the presentation, I was frantically looking for the previous sort of templates or matrices that we have used in the past or the department has used in the past in responding to the hearings. And when I couldn't find it, I asked the secretary to send it to me, because I was really lost. The presentation did not say what I believe it should say, given the fact that this is a huge bill and it has so many amendments, and it stands to change the way in this country. That is what I would like to say, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Masango. I can see the hand of Honorable Stock. Over to you.
I be recognized, Chairperson, after Honorable Stock? Sorry, I'm having difficulty raising my hand. Sorry, Honorable Stock.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Members, Department Official, the Parliamentary Staff. Honorable Chairperson, for a lack of a better word, I would actually say that my colleague Bridget Masango has actually stolen my thunder. I would like to paraphrase it like that, because what I want to say, I'm actually sharing the same concerns that she have. But I'm actually also, on the other hand, persuaded by what the chairperson has just raised when you opened the meeting in your opening remarks. We've just adopted the agenda, and then the chairperson has indicated, let's allow, you also raised a few concerns, but you said, let's allow the acting DG to take us through, make an input, then we take it from there, honorable members. I was actually just raising it, Chair, that I also perused the departmental presentation, and also I've also realized that it falls short on a number of key activities. But now, in terms of procedure, I just wanted to propose to the meeting that Let's follow the agenda. Let's proceed like you're indicating. Let's allow the acting DG to take us through. And then we, as honorable members, will be able to make our inputs or comments after the DG has actually made that particular presentation. For now, honorable chairperson, I think for me, if I may put it like this, I think we'll be jumping the gun or we'll be putting the cart before the horse, because we don't know whether there's any submission apart from the presentation that we circulated to us, or whether there's anything, there's new developments or what. So I think it will be fair. Let's allow the department to brief us and then we take it from there. That's what I wanted to propose, honorable chairperson. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable Stock. I think we are together on that one of allowing them to proceed, and then we'll take note and see on how to approach it. Honorable Fandameve.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good day to you. It's nice to see you and all the colleagues. Chairperson, I hear the guidance that you and the WIP of our committee is providing us. However, I would largely agree with the Honorable Masango. I think the presentation leaves a lot of questions rather than answers. I think a lot of issues that we heard during the public hearings were left out. Obviously, most notably, the national hearings, the information contained therein wasn't included in this presentation. So I'm not quite sure whether we will be doing justice to the process if we engage with a presentation that's only half of what we needed from the department. And I want to make the point that, you know, we went through great lengths, Chairperson, and yourself, you made a lot of effort to take us through all the provinces where we engaged in a very lengthy process. It wasn't just a tick box exercise. It was an exercise of listening to the very people whom we represent and the very people who wanted us to make certain changes to this legislation. And when I was reading through this document last night, you know, the tone of the presentation, some of the issues that were raised and answered were really flippantly done so. For example, we heard the cry of many people with regards to issues of adoption, baby savers, social workers, etc. And many of the issues are touched on in this presentation, but not at length. So I would like to share the concern that the Honorable Masango is raising. If this is the only presentation that we've got today, I wonder whether, you know, there is really, whether we'll be doing justice to the process of what we've gone through to engage with something that is not complete. So maybe we should ask the department where the responses are to the national hearings. In the past, we had a more comprehensive document which responded specifically to each of the concerns raised by the various organizations. It's not here, so it will not assist us when we go to clause by clause. So I would like to support the Honorable Masango that if this is all we're getting today, then I'm not quite sure whether it will actually assist us, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Funda. I think Honorable Sukans, let me give over to you first before I summarized on what exactly the discussions are. Honorable speakers?
Yes, Chair. I just want to make sure that Chair, that the meeting can hear me because I've had problems with my audio.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Chair, I want to support that the presentation in its current form does not reflect the depth and the depth and the intensity, let's say, for better words. Of what we have heard on the ground. I want to underline in support of what was said by Honorable Masango and Honorable Fanamerva that we may be doing a tick box exercise when effective public engagement process that we have undergone under with tremendous sacrifice, when we do not have the assurance in this meeting that the department will be reflecting upon the myriad of issues that has been raised. For instance, the issues around adoption, as an example. So I share the concern here that going ahead or doing it in this way may be ineffective for the process in general. And it is something that we as a committee must consider very carefully, unless the department here is providing us with, like Honorable Panamerva has indicated, that the national submissions and provincial submissions where these pertinent issues have been raised is going to be reflected separately or in addition to what we have received. But at the moment, it does not. And I want to stress the issue around an effective public participatory process that is essential in consideration of the legislation that we are considering. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Fanameve. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, Honorable Sukers, thank you very much. And then I see the hand of Honorable Bilankulu.
Chairperson, thank you very much and good morning to everyone.
Morning.
Chair, much as we, most of the honorable members have raised the issues that in the report, there is something which is not reflected there as far as the issues that has been raised during our public participation. I would like to concur with the WIP to say, can't we give the department a chance for them to present what they have in hand? Because we raised even these issues in our last meeting. I take it that maybe today there are some changes. Then we'll take it from there. If the issues that has been raised during our public participation, it's not reflected and it's not an additional that is to be made today by the department. Because for now, really, it's like we're jumping the gun because the department didn't present it to us yet. And there is these issues that are coming in. Can't we give them a benefit of doubt to present to us? Then there is in our agenda the time for discussion. Then we'll get in there. Thanks, Chairperson.
Okay. Jane? Honorable Manganyi, you are the last one because from the onset, I think Honorable Stock was saying the same thing that I was mentioning, that let's give them opportunity. It's not all lost. There is a draft and a semi-draft and then the final draft at the end of the day. Let's give them chance, but let's give over to Honorable Manganyi and then allow the department. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I hear what all the other members have said. So I'm coming with the proposal. I'm seconding, and then I also take note on what other comrades have said because we have read this report. I want to echo also what Honorable Stock and Honorable Bilankulu have said to say, let's give them chance to hear what they are saying. If we are not satisfied, Chair, we have to meet them face to face, personally, having the meeting together because really we can't keep on playing one record. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Thanks, Honorable Manganyi. I think we are saying the same thing. Even the ones that are commenting, I don't think they are saying that we mustn't give them chance to present, but they are just indicating the dissatisfaction and not enough information as we expect, which means then therefore there is a phase two to follow to make it clear as we request them. Can we give over, thank you very much, Honorable Members. Can we give over to the DG? Honorable DG?
Thank you very much, Honorable Stock.
Thanks.
I mean, thank you very much. Honorable
Vanna.
Yes. Honorable Vanna. For a moment, I thought that you were making me an honorable member as well. But thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am. And let me also greet the members and appreciate the inputs that have just been made. Let me also greet, I think the deputy minister is with us in the meeting this morning. Let me also just acknowledge her. Now, Chairperson, thank you very much. We've listened to the inputs that have been made. And I was
going to mention before that, let me acknowledge and welcome the presence of the deputy minister. I wasn't aware. I said that I've got a problem and a challenge with my gadget. I'm using the iPhone right now, which I can't switch on and off to this. You are welcome, deputy minister. We are so happy that you are part and parcel of us. We put you on prayers throughout thick and thin. We knew that you'll be back with us again. Thank you very much, Linting, to make us aware of that. Over to you. Sorry for that disturbance.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Thank you once again. So, Chairperson, I was going to make a number of comments at the beginning of the presentation, which relate directly to the comments that have been raised by members, particularly as it relates to the concerns that they've made here. Now, I think I must state it upfront, and I would have if we had gone straight into the presentation, that there are some challenges in terms of process and preparedness from our end. I must acknowledge that. Firstly, I must indicate that we've had a consultation with the content advisor yesterday to try and ensure that we have prepared accordingly. And the guidance was very clear in this regard, which we really appreciate, that the presentation may not have been prepared adequately to address the specific issues in the manner in which it should. So for example, the presentation should have been crafted from a very legal perspective or framework, which it currently doesn't actually do. It should have been responding to the specific technical proposals both received in terms of written and oral submissions during the public hearings, which are specific to the content of the bill per province. What has happened is, I think that we have somehow misunderstood the assignment. We thought that we were to provide a response to the summary of the key issues presented by the content advisor in the feedback session last week, as opposed to providing a very comprehensive response to all the matters raised in each of the public hearings. So what we had done prior to last week's meeting is that we had compiled a very comprehensive report of around 122 slides or so, which actually responded to the specific issues that were raised by stakeholders in the provinces. But after the feedback session last week, we thought we needed to provide a response to the summation that has been presented by the content advisor. I think that we had missed the mark in that respect. I think as one other matter, which is somewhat an internal issue, but I thought it's important to mention here, is that we've actually suffered a great loss in terms of our legal services in the organization, where we've had some of our staff actually leaving in the past few weeks who had been working on this particular aspect of work. And that left a bit of a serious gap, even though we're managing the institutional knowledge aspect there. So that said, Chair, I think that our plea as a department would be to do one of two things. And I suppose what we could do is we could make the presentation, touch on some of the aspects of the clauses, but also speak to the specific issues raised by stakeholders, which is a presentation you don't have at the moment. It's about 122 page slide or so, so that we can get some wisdom and guidance from the committee on those issues. We can get the colleagues to speak to those issues raised by stakeholders and respond specifically, which was the original task for this meeting. We can do that. What we can do also is then make the request, Honorable Chairperson, that we come back in about a week and a half or so, or maybe even a week, and then provide this presentation, which you are currently not privy to, which deals with the specific aspects in a very detailed manner, which speaks to the inputs by stakeholders, and then obviously then be able to make a more detailed presentation in that regard. So we thought that it's important that we be open with the committee and be frank, and I'm glad that the members have raised it. I was going to make this comment at the beginning, had we started with the presentation, that we had these shortcomings and we think that we have planned to address them, and we are happy to do a presentation to your good selves right now, touching on some of the aspects that have been raised by stakeholders. I think that may enhance the inputs provided, and then of course come back in about a week and a half or so to be very specific on some of the details. We thought we had dealt with aspects of clauses here. What you don't have in your presentation, as members correctly raised, is the issue around the stakeholders' inputs that they've submitted. So we've since received the matrix from the content advisor, and I must really appreciate the support and guidance from the content advisor in this regard. We would like to submit in that regard, Honorable Chairperson, that if you wish, we can do a presentation which deals with some aspects of the clauses or nothing on the clauses that deal specifically with the stakeholders. We can touch on it at a high level here, but we would then also request that we come back in the next few days to come and provide a more concise briefing, and having shared the detailed presentation that I've just made mention of. But let me acknowledge the shortcoming on our end, and indeed apologize that we had missed the mark to some extent in this regard. But as the department, we remain committed to ensure that we provide the specifics as required and requested by the committee in this regard. It was very helpful that we had a conversation with the content advisor, which assisted us in terms of directing the way in which we ought to move in this regard. So I put it therefore in that regard, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DG. I think we have said we will allow you to present, but as you know, that all what you are going to say needs to be in written form. So definitely sure, with this timing that you are asking from us, we will expect that to be in a written form. Much as it's gonna be verbal for now, but we will in fact expect that to be in written form. Maybe let's allow you to continue for now, and then we will see on how to go forward as honorable members. But we have indicated our dilemma with this report. Thank you. Over to you.
Chair, member Pilankulu's hand is up. I don't know whether it's a legacy hand.
No, it's not. It's a new one.
And honorable staff.
Okay.
Yeah, is it a new one? Okay. Well. Who's that?
Member Pilankulu and Member Van der Merwe.
Okay.
They want to comment.
Okay. Over to you, Honorable Pilankulu, followed by Van der Merwe.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm a little bit disappointed. I never thought that we're going to get what we had from the acting DG now. Last week in our meeting, I think we stated, or some members raised some of the issues that need to be in the report. But if I did listen to him carefully now, he indicated that it's only yesterday when they consulted with who's this?
Legal advisor.
The
content advisor. Meaning, since last week, they were not doing anything concerning this report. But only yesterday, when they think of meeting us today, that's where they checked with the content advisor. And they realized that this thing needs a legal opinion. But since then, they didn't do anything. And I don't think it's for the first time for the department to work on the issues of a bill. I think they do have a know-how on how the bill works. That is why, Chairperson, I'm indicating that I'm disappointed. And now he's saying to us, can't we give them a week and a half or so? I don't know if now they are the one to prescribe for us on how to work, on how to deal with our issues as members of this portfolio committee. Can't we agree, Chairperson, that on Monday, if not Tuesday, they give us a report, but for now to give them a chance to present what is not written, to me, we are just wasting our, they are just wasting our time. I don't think as the portfolio committee, we need to hear something which is not written by them now. I don't know, but I'm disappointed, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Kate.
Thank you very much, my chairperson, and thank you very much to the Honorable Bilankulu. Chairperson, I would like to support the Honorable Bilankulu. I am not sure what the purpose is of engaging with a presentation that's only half a presentation. I think we must appreciate the fact that the DG was honest. He is saying that they responded to our own content advisor's report, which isn't what is needed at this stage. He is saying that there is a proper report which contains the submissions of all organizations. Hopefully that includes the closed session that we had, the national hearings. And so I don't think we will be doing justice to the process if we engage in something that is half prepared, because we might now find that come the next meeting when they come with the proper presentation, which has got all the slides, it might be different to what we're engaging with now. So I think we need to accept that he's honest, that there was a mistake in how they prepared themselves, or that there was miscommunication, or they were not prepared. He also mentioned the loss of some legal advisors in his department, which, you know, we are very sorry for, but it means we'll be engaging in a process that is half complete. And at this stage, you know, the work that lies ahead of us in terms of the process that we've got to engage on needs us to have a full matrix, needs us to have the responses to all the organizations so that we go through them one by one to see which ones are desirable or not desirable. But the presentation then today before us is incomplete, which means whatever we engage on will actually have no effect, because there's a fuller presentation with all the correct information, which isn't this one. So I support the Honorable Bilankulu that, you know, we should probably give them the time that they've asked for and come back with what is needed, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Fandameve. I'm happy that people, okay, honorable members have inputs on this. Maybe let me also give Honorable Stock to be the last one. Over to you, Honorable Stock.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, for the opportunity. Let me also appreciate the input that was made by the acting DG, and also appreciate the level of honesty in what the acting DG actually presented to the portfolio committee. I actually agree, and I'm in full support with what my colleagues are actually saying, Honorable Bilankulu and the other colleagues that spoke before the DG as well admit was going to make his input. All of those colleagues of mine that were raising their concerns about the quality of the report and then the content and the report falling short on critical issues that were raised in the public hearings. So having listened to what the acting DG presented to us, Honorable Chairperson, and then also in light of the issue of the legal person, the legal advisor who actually left the department, who was actually dealing with this bill or the work that they were supposed to present to the portfolio committee, I'm actually persuaded to say, instead of the DG now, the acting DG presenting to us what was not actually circulated to honorable members in the presentation, or maybe which is going to be a verbal report or whether it's written or what. I'm actually persuaded in this fashion, Honorable Chairperson, and I want to submit to the portfolio committee that let's allow the department to go back complete the work. And then when they come back to the portfolio committee, they come back with the whole work, which is comprehensive, which is complete, and then which will be actually deliberated in the portfolio committee. And then the proposal that we must not give them, like for an example, we must not give them a week or maybe two. I think for me, Honorable Chairperson, and I want to put it like that, like this, without any offense to any of the honorable members, let's maybe allow the portfolio committee officials to look at the program of the portfolio committee which was adopted last week, because I was actually looking at the draft program of the portfolio committee. I think there will be space on the week of the 16th, based on the program that we adopted last week in the portfolio committee. There will be space on the 16th, around the 16th or so. And then we allow the department to come back at that particular date, and then with the whole work completed, and then we will be in a much better position to engage on the work which was done by the department in the portfolio committee. I think there's a proposal that I wanted to make, but I think it would be fair to say, go back, finish your work, come back, let's take it from there. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Stock. I don't see any other hand. There is a proposal. Can I get anyone who is against the proposal? Yes, of course. At first, we said we must allow them to present. But through the discussions and deliberations that came out, then we are now changing the stance. There is this proposal now that is saying, how about giving you the time that you are requesting, but for now, for today, we don't present the report because it's really not completed. Anyone who is against that, can I see the hand? Or anyone who seconds the motion, can I get those hands? I see the head of Bridget Masang.
Thank you,
my
Chair.
My apologies, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. This is Bridget.
Yes, over to you, Bridget.
Thank you so much, Chair. I'm not raising my hand to be against what has been said, because it for me is a very prudent way of dealing with this issue, especially after one needs to appreciate the ADG saying to us that they have lost people in their legal department. One has to also recognize that this is a very complex bill. And so there might need to be time given to the department in the light of them having lost some legal capacity to find someone who will be able to do this in a way that it has to be done. Because it as we all have agreed, it is a very critical stage of this bill before the formal stage. So the time that the ADG is approximating for them needing to do the work must be granted, because we would rather be late to get this presentation than get a presentation that is half done. Also, one would not want to say that maybe also the assistance on the processes that the ADG was referring to needs to be extended to the department so that the work is done properly, and we then get back and get the presentation that that is worthy of us working on. Thank you so much, Chair.
Chair, Member Sukers hand also. Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Sukers, over to you. You are the last one on this matter. We can't be discussing up to infinitive.
It's Klompi. Yes, Chairperson, it is Klompi
Province.
Yes. Now, Chair, I think I'm covered by Honorable Masango. I just want to absolutely support what she has said and what Honorable Stocker said. So it is more in support. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone against? No one, seemingly. Then can we request the department to go back and make it the way that it's expected? Remember that the department was present in these public hearings throughout. The reason for them to be present, it is exactly this thing of when we want a report, we want a perfect and full report that it was undertaken by the public hearings. So it's really disappointing to get this one not finalized, not in full. We are just disappointed about it, but there's nothing that we can do for now. The only thing is to request them to go back and I will say they must make up the report to be the expected way that we think or are expecting all of us. Honorable Stock has made mention that we still have a slot on the 16th, but we will be led by Lindy to tell us exactly that the 16th be the one that we expect to have this full report the way that is expected. Then out of that, honorable members have seconded one another. Even Honorable Bridget Masango was in a way indirectly seconding this thing of getting a full report than to waste a lot of time by reporting something that is not pleasing us. I will put it as pleasing us, as honorable members. Can we then, LinkedIn, your hand is up.
Yes, no, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Mine was really just to appreciate the guidance provided by yourself and the committee in this regard. I have fully appraised the Minister and the Deputy Minister of the circumstances and the position we are in. And I thought it was important that we also be upfront to the committee in this regard. So I really want to appreciate the positive manner in which we have directed us on this. For taking into consideration, or rather understanding, the plea that we're in. Ours is to ensure that we don't let the committee down, and we won't, because that's not the way in which we operate. So we will come back in the next few days, Honorable Chair, and provide the information as directed in a proper and succinct manner, as expected by the committee. So I just wanted to really appreciate that from honorable members. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, DG. What we need to do is we have adopted the agenda. We have to follow the agenda. It doesn't mean that the agenda is finished. There was also another item following the agenda, which is the minutes. Otherwise, we have agreed and closed the matter in a very, very professional way in terms of, okay, we are giving you a chance to go back and I can't say finalize the report, but just do the report as we expect you to do the report. Thank you very much for understanding. Over to you, Lindy. What is the next item? Minutes.
Thank you, Chair. Can the department remain or be excused now that we are going to do internal business? It's minutes. You are muted, Chair. Chair, you are muted.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lindy, for reminding us. We can excuse the department, really, because we'll only adopt the minutes. And then I don't think there is any other item out of that.
Okay.
Chair, the department is excused.
Yes. Chair, I wish to confirm that the 16th of March was allocated for the committee to start the deliberations on the bill. So we're going to move that and accommodate the department to come back and present the responses, because we cannot go to the deliberations without getting information from them. So it's available to accommodate them.
Oh. Chair, it's confirmed then, honorable members, that we'll get this report on that day of the 16th, which was our day on the program. in our original program. Thank you.
Over Chair, to you, Lindy. Chair, the next item is for the consideration and adoption of 6 set of minutes. Remember, six Chair. The 18th, remember the last meeting, I think 24th, we couldn't adopt them due to time constraints. I think we're in one of the hotels during our public hearings. They are one for the 18th of August. I'll just mention the date, 25 and 31 of August, the first three. And then there's also one for the 1st of November, your 1st of September. The last two is for the 10th and the 24th of November. So those are the set of minutes before the committee to adopt. So I don't know which format you want to take, Chair. Do you want to slide the minutes, or you'll call the date and then request the mover and the seconder? You can provide guidance on that. How do you want to approach?
Can you slide the can you flight the minutes, Lindy, and tell us the date? And then even if we're not going, because they are outdated, even if we don't go back to those minutes because they are outdated, really. And then I will allow the honorable members, because I assume that they have read it. The first one, are they? Lindy? 24th August. Lindy?
Talking to nobody. I was muted. The first set is the 18th of August, Chair.
Okay. Just flight them. They are outdated. Okay.
Yes, Chair. I've been putting them for agenda. You said you are busy. Okay.
Okay, there are they. Now we can see.
Members that were present, Chair, is Member Stock, who was an acting chairperson, Member Manganye Motaung Mvana, and Bilankulu. That was a week before you were appointed as a chairperson. There were no chairperson at that particular time. And then we have elected Member Stock. The mover was Member Manganye, and then she was seconded by you to nominate Member Stock to be the acting chairperson on that particular day. And then we receive a standing apology from Member Ngwenya due to ill health. And then we adopted the agenda, we considered the minutes of the 2nd of June, we considered the third quarter report, third quarter program. And then in that particular day, we were considering adopting the public hearings on the Children's Amendment Bill. So I think that was a national hearings. And then thereafterwards, we also adopted the committee report on the third quarter, financial and non-financial performance for SASSA and NTA. So there was only one resolution on that particular day. And then Member Stock was the acting chair.
Thank you, Lindy. Can I get an acceptor of these minutes and a seconder?
Chair, this is Bridget.
Chair.
Move for the adoption.
Chair.
Yes, Chair. I'm moving for the adoption of the minutes.
Yes, Honorable Jane is moving for the acceptance of the minutes. Any seconder?
Seconded, Chair.
So Honorable Bilankulu is seconded. Okay, thank you very much. And then the other one, can we go to the other one?
Okay, Chair.
The second one, the date?
The 25th, Chair.
August.
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
Oh, why can't I... On this one, Chair, we had a joint portfolio committee with basic with PC on basic education. I think we also, it was a meeting to get the update and status report on migration of ECD from DSD to DBE. So the two departments were present, and then we had members from the portfolio committee on basic education. We also have members from this committee, which is Member Stock. We had Member Manganye, we had Member Mitau, we had Member Mvana, and we have Member Pilankulu. And then from the DA, we have Member Abrams, Masango, Oparman. From the EAF, we have Member Iris. From the IFP, Member Van der Merwe, we only receive an apology from Member Stokers. Chair, as I mentioned, that the agenda was the briefing on the update and status of the migration from DSD. So the acting chairperson, which is Member Stock, gave the introductory remarks on that particular day, and also Member Honorable Zulu, the minister, was also present. She made an address on behalf of the social development. Also, Minister Mutsekga was also in. She also made an address. And then there was also a remarks by UADG from DSD. And then the presentation was made by the DSD rep as well as the DP. It was a joint presentation. So this is the presentation and the deliberation, and member deliberated on the presentation. And I want to check whether there were any resolutions made. I think members read on this one. The department also responded, and there were quite resolution. I think one or two resolutions made, and that is the end of the remarks.
Okay, thank you, Lindy. The issue of migration is the one that really is on also in the amendment bill. And these minutes are really outdated. Can I again get someone to accept these minutes as a proof record of the proceeding?
It's Bridget. I would like to move for the adoption of the minutes. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Bridget. Any seconder? Minutes of the 25th August, Honorable Members, seconder?
I'm seconding, Chair.
Thank you,
Honorable Manganyi.
Seconds. Thank you very much. Let's proceed.
Chairperson, the next set of minutes is the minutes where you were at, elected as the chairperson of this committee.
The date?
It was the 31st of August, Chair.
August.
Yeah, was in the Anna check a look any Kuba piece we adopt. 31st of August. We had Member Mvana as the chairperson after elected. Member Stock, Bilankulu, Hlongo, Manganyi, and Mutaung. We have the members from the DA. Mama Sango, Abrams, Oparman, and then Eris van der Merwe and Stokers from the EFF, IFP, and ACT. And then I welcomed the committee and also outlined what the rules of the National Assembly say prescribe in terms of electing the chairperson. And I've requested the members to nominate the chairperson, which Member Stock nominated Member Mvana, as well, which was seconded by member, I can't see, the Pilangulo seconded the nomination, and member Vanna was elected unopposed. So that is the minister for the 31st chair.
Thank you, thank you, Lindy. Honorable Stock's hand is up for accepting the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Lindy is accepting. Can I get the seconder on that one? Honorable Kate?
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm seconding for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Can we then go to other minutes, Lindy?
The next set is the 1st of September. Yes, okay. Thank you, Chair. In this meeting, we receive a briefing from the SASSA on the extended special COVID-19 social relief of distress, as well as a presentation from the department and entity on the fourth term quarter for 2020-21. Members present from the ANC, you Chairperson, Member Pilangulu, Member Manganye, Member Mutaung, Member Stock, and then from the DA, we have Member Masango, Abrams and Opperman, Member Harris from EFF, Panamere from IFP, and Member Sukar from ACTP. And we received only two apologies, the standing one from Gwenya, and the second one is from Member Tlongo. And then the department presented the SASSA COVID-19, as well as the second one was from the department with their fourth term quarter report, and then the committee deliberated, and then the content of deliberation is contained in the quarterly report, which was adopted by this committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lindy. Can I also get anyone to accept these minutes as a true reflection? Kate, Honorable Kate.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of this set of minutes as the true reflection of the minutes that transpired on the 31st of August. Thank you, Chair.
On the 1st.
On the 1st of September. Yes.
Thank you very much,
Chair.
Thank you very much, Kate. Any seconder?
Seconder, Chair Mutaung here.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Mutau. Welcome. Okay, let's proceed to the next set of minutes, Lindy. The date.
Okay, sir. This next set, one before last, is the 10th of November, Chair. Just holding it. Okay. The agenda for this meeting, Chair, was the, I believe we were in the hotel, Amtata. We received a briefing from AG and from the on the annual report of DSD and its entity. There was an annual report presentation from DSD, SASSA, and NDA. The important part, who were present in this meeting, you, Chairperson, Member Vanna from the ANC, and the following members were present: Member Pilangulu, Member Manganye, Member Stock, Member Mutaung, Member Tlongo, and from the DA, we have Masango, Abrams, and Opperman. We have Member Harris from the EFF, we have Member Sukars, and from the department, we have the usual representative and the chairperson, and the minister was present. Chair, you made the opening remarks. Member Fundamental was also present. All members were present or adopted the agenda by a MUPA by Fundamental, which was seconded by Member Masango. the AG presented their report highlighting a number of issues on which our entity didn't meet the set requirements in terms of AG standards. And then there was a briefing from the DSD, SASA, and NDA on that particular day. And then the committee deliberated and made some recommendation, but that is contained on the BRRR report that was adopted by the committee on the, I think on the 2nd of December, or 24th of December. Thanks very much, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Abrams, your hand was up. I don't know whether it's an old hand or it's a new.
It's a new hand, Chair, and good morning to you and good morning to all the members and staff. Chair, just on these minutes, I remember raising concerns that, you know, pre-Zoom, when we would meet in person for our committee meetings, the committee would meet the AG independently without the presence of DSD. And then after that initial meeting, we would then meet with DSD to discuss what the AG discussed with us privately. This time round, in this meeting online, the department was present throughout the meeting, Chairperson. And I would just like to that to be noted, and that going forward, that when we meet the AG again, that at the same rules that apply when we meet in person apply on the online platform, that we first meet the AG independently and then we meet the AG with the department. Secondly, Chairperson, in that meeting, and I've also subsequently written to the committee secretary and to you, that I requested a copy of the management report, to which I'm still waiting access to that report. And then just on the NDA, in the same meeting, the NDA came with a different presentation to the one that we had received. It was a more updated presentation. The presentation we had in our position were missing slides. I think it was slide 10 or 11 that was missing. And they still have not resent the presentation that they presented to us. So those are just my three concerns with the minutes of this meeting, Jay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Abrams. In my knowledge, I think we have answered you and respond to you, and we requested you to highlight. In fact, we took the request to the AG, and the AG responded to us by checking exactly what is it that you want from that report, so that they can be able to answer direct to you and also direct to the honorable members. But I'm not sure whether you did write to them and request exactly what, because in my thinking, there are reports that really, I can't say that they are confidential, but there are things that you might not be able, or can you, they might not be able to just tell you, because you are not a member of the management committee, but they are free and they are willing to respond to all the questions that are being asked by us. So I don't know whether, but we can follow it up with Lindy, and Lindy might able to give us on how far are we with that response, because we're waiting for you to just come up with those things. Otherwise, all what you are saying, I hear you, and we have taken note of it.
Chair, can I respond?
Yes.
There was a correspondence from your office to Member Abrams, maybe her email is not working, where you echo what you just said, that she needs to provide with exactly which areas in the report. There was a formal letter member to you on the 27th of January to address your issue on the management report.
I can I'll go look it up. Thanks, Lindy.
Okay.
It was my email that was not working. I even apologized to the honorable member by saying he must send it through the WhatsApp. I think she did. So we responded immediately on the request. Thank you very much. Can we then go to the next minutes of the 10th November? Any second on that or any acceptor? The 10th November, the one with the EG. Bridget is moving.
I would like to move. Thank you.
Any seconder?
Mutawong seconder.
Okay, Mutawong. Thank you, Honorable Mutawong. Can we then go to the last minute?
Oh, last one, Chair, the 24th yes. of November. We were adopting the PRRR on this day, and also the third and fourth quarter report and the minutes. The minutes we are the first set of minutes we're supposed to adopt on this particular day, but due to time constraint, they were deferred to today. Members present, you Chair from the ANC, Member Stock, Member Pilankulu, the Member Hlongo, Member Manganye, Member Mutawung. From the DA, we have Member Masango, Member Brahms, Member Oparman. From EFF, we had Member Ayres. From the ACDP, your ACDP, we have Member Sukers. And I think Member Father Merve, were you present the last meeting? I don't. And Member Noah. Yeah, I'm just sorry, members. And then we welcome the members and all present in that particular meetings. A meeting, there's only one apology from Member Father Merve. She had another meeting on the same day. And then we adopted the agenda, and then the motion was moved by Member Abrahams and was seconded by Member Masango. And then the agenda for the consideration of minutes, due to time constraint, the committee resolved to defer the adoption of minutes to another meeting, to another date. And then we tabled the two reports with the third and the fourth quarter, which were adopted by the committee. And then the chairperson also tabled the BRRR report, which was also adopted. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Lindy. Those are the minutes of that day. Can I get any second, any adoption of the minutes or anyone who accept these minutes as a true reflection? Okay, Mutawung. Thank you. Move.
Member Pilankulu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second to the Honorable Mutawung on moving for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Pilankulu. I think for now we are done with the minutes. Yo, six sets of minutes. Can you imagine? 18th August, 25 August. 31 August, 1st September, 10 November 2021, 24th November 2021. We are done with the minutes. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. And then can I then step down?
Yeah. Members, Abraham, stand it up.
Yes, sure. I can see that hand. But we are done with the minutes. Thank you very much. Can we then... go to you, Honorable Alexandra.
Chairperson, thank you. Chair, before we close, I just want to ask a question. The one is on the program that we adopted. And although in this discussion now with the acting DG, we did highlight that the DG needs to come back to us on the national public hearings, the closed session and the provincial public hearings. But, you know, it's just maybe a technical thing that perhaps in that program that we adopted, that the wording then just includes that, that the department is to report on the national public hearings, the closed hearings, and the provincial public hearings, because I think it currently only says the provincial public hearings that they need to come and report back on. And then secondly, Chair, I just would like to know if it's at all possible for the committee secretary to please just resend us that link to where all the submissions are being stored, and then also to find out many of the participants, especially, you know, those in the professional sector, the professional social workers, some of them came with quite substantial documents to the provincial public hearings, which were then submitted to the table staff, because, you know, we were limited for time in some of those sittings, and therefore they only, you know, touched on some of their points, and then the rest were handed to the table staff. So I'd like to know if those documents have been uploaded and if they can be located on the same link to all the other submissions, and if that link can please just be resent to us. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable. Can we get the response from Lindy?
Hi, Chair. Fungile, I don't know. Fungile is the one that created the Vimba link. I'll speak to him to resend the link again. I'm not clear of the submissions to the NA table. Maybe out of this meeting, can I get clarity on that? Because
sorry, not the NA table, but the you know where the staff were seated in the public hearings. There were submissions that were made at that table to the staff, the NA table.
What all the submissions?
Yes, the submissions
are included.
Okay. Do you understand what she means?
Yes. Yes. Oh. Okay. What happens in the submissions that were handed by members of the public? In amongst ourselves, there was one person responsible of capturing the submission. It is incorporated in the report. If you read the report, there will be some submissions that also. I don't know whether you in the presentation in the report, the submissions by members of the public to our tables, you name them as submissions from the public in the table, something like that. But my understanding is that they should have been in the report. Maybe you can comment on that. But I can ask Fungile to go back to work and then get those submissions.
Okay. Even if they are not in the report, maybe Honorable Abrams is looking for a particular submission. She must be out of saying the Which submission. One? Yeah, in this province. But you should have a report that is already packed somewhere for all those submissions. Others were not coming direct to us, others were coming direct to you, which we also need to have them in somewhere in a file or whatever. So maybe she must be specific which province she wants, because they won't be all in the report as we were going around. I understand what she wants to get. Is it okay, Abrahams, Honorable Abrahams?
Chair, I have made notes for where I indicated certain people handed in submissions, so I'll follow up on those notes. But I mean, surely it can also just be scanned in similarly to all the other written submissions. All the written submissions are scanned in and included in that link. And I just can't see why those submissions also can't be scanned in and included in that link for access.
Which link? All of the links.
So the written submissions my assumption is that it was all scanned in, and therefore that's why we have the link to access all the written submissions. So therefore there were also written submissions that were handed in at the public hearings, and therefore those written submissions should also be scanned in and stored somewhere that we will have access to.
Okay, let's not prolong this discussion, but let's request Lindy to make a follow-up to the relevant people that were there, but with the expectation that all of the submissions are in one place and was collected to one place. Thank you very much. Is there any other item, Lindy, after this?
No, Chair.
Adjournment.
Adjournment. Thank you very much, Honorable Mangani, for telling us and reminding us about the meeting adjournment. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks for everyone who has participated in the meeting. Thank you. And bye.
Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, Tisfuni.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, Daddy.
Bye. Bye, honorable members. Thank you.